Tom Carkleman, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny, nice, high near 75 degrees. Enjoy it. It's going to be a lot cooler tomorrow. Temperature-wise, 46 at this hour in Kenosha, 47 in Burlington, 52 Milwaukee. It is 48 degrees in Racine. In Milwaukee, fire investigators looking into the cause of a house fire that killed an 18-month-old boy near North 45th and West Center Streets. That fire breaking out just after 6 o'clock last evening. Reports indicate the home did not have working smoke detectors. The boy's siblings survived, as did the adults there at the time. At least three garages damaged early this morning by fire on Racine's near West Side. Crews utilizing the alley between Thurston and Grange Avenues in the 1600 block to get at the fires, eventually using foam. At one point, a car and a camper were reportedly involved inside those garages. They also had to deal to the crews with downed power lines, resulting in help from We Energies. All three fires declared out by 2 a.m., roughly an hour after they were called in, but then minutes later came word that a rescue squad on scene was showing signs of a fire. Those were quickly extinguished, the squad later towed back to Station 1's garage. A police evidence technician requested to join the fire department's investigator on what started this morning's garage fires. A car struck a utility pole around 6th and Marquette Streets in Racine just before 4 o'clock this morning. That dropped some power lines, and that led to closure of that area between 6th and 9th Streets on Marquette. The woman driver did not need hospital care. A man from Arizona is facing misdemeanor charges in Racine County Circuit Court of disorderly conduct and obstructing. That after crashing his car into the Union Grove True Value Hardware store Wednesday afternoon. Court documents indicate David Laughlin appeared to be intoxicated when sheriff's deputies arrived at the scene. He was sitting in his vehicle attempting to steer it even though the engine was off. As he tried to start up the vehicle, the deputy retrieved the key. Laughlin, accused of being uncooperative and causing a disturbance at the hospital, where he was transported for a checkup due to just how hard the car hit the building. Deputies indicate the side of the structure was scratched, a support beam, though, knocked out of place. The man from Tucson entering a not guilty plea in court. He was also issued several traffic citations. Several people in Racine County Circuit Court yesterday facing heroin-related charges.
65-year-old Samuel Griffin has been charged with possession with intent to deliver heroin and cocaine, along with keeping a drug trafficking place and being a felon in possession of a firearm and body armor. Two men from Kansasville, 27-year-old Jay Bullinek and 37-year-old Christopher Jones, are also facing drug charges, accused of buying large amounts of drugs from Griffin for sale to others. They were arrested when they arrived at Griffin's Durand Avenue apartment. Two other people were in court yesterday as the result of a separate investigation. 25-year-old Thomas Brucker is facing two heroin-related charges after his arrest earlier this week. Brucker was bitten by a canine while running from officers. Both Brucker and his girlfriend, 31-year-old Stephanie Darge, are also facing a charge of maintaining a drug trafficking place. And 43-year-old Chad Montalvo appeared in court yesterday to face two heroin-related charges. All six are scheduled to return to court next week for preliminary hearings. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A 9-year-old Milwaukee girl hospitalized, caught in the crossfire of two groups near North 15th and West Meineke. Police indicate the girl is in critical condition at Children's Hospital. More than 40 shell casings recovered near that crime scene. 6th Street in downtown Racine between Park and College Avenues had to be closed Thursday due to an excavator being used to knock down the former Park 6 building, tipping to one side during the morning hours. Once the excavator was put back into place, the demolition was allowed to continue. Nobody hurt. The building described most recently as in dilapidated condition, being torn down to make way for a parking lot. The Racine Zoo is the setting for an announcement that a new comprehensive guide has been developed for child mental health services in Racine County. Jackie Hartley, the manager of the Racine Collaborative for Children's Mental Health, said this guide was developed with the help of Leadership Racine.
My hope for today is that you're reminded that positive mental health is essential to the healthy development of a child from birth through adolescence and that there should not be stigma attached to seeking help. The resource guide was created with the idea that this will be one more tool available for parents and service providers to use in order to help guide their path to finding resources, treatment, and recovery.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave declaring Thursday Child Mental Health Awareness Day in Racine County. The guide includes available resources around the county along with information about mental health issues. It'll be available at mental health providers, government buildings, and other locations. And with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services urging women to make their own health a priority in this country.
Women tend to serve as caregivers for their families, but they really need to look inward and do some basic maintenance.
That's Jill Wasserman, a department spokesperson, who adds that the health and well-being of many families is more dependent these days on the women that are leading them. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in the area Thursday talking with local officials about education, jobs, and economic development. One of her stops, Racine's Living Faith Lutheran Church, referenced the city's application to become a promise zone, which Baldwin said would create opportunities.
We can assure that opportunity is shared more widely and really focus in on pockets in our communities that have fallen behind and are really struggling with poverty.
Baldwin's schedule also had her at Gateway's S.C. Johnson IMET Center in Sturtevant, as well as Snap-on in Kenosha, both for career and technical education efforts.
And how private industry can work closely with technical colleges in order to address our skills gap and gaps that we have in our workforce, but also help people coming out of high school get ahead and get the education they need for a satisfying and well-paying job.
Joining Senator Baldwin for the Tech Ed Stops, Congressman Mark Pocan, along with American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, plus Snap-on Chief Executive Nick Pinchuk. IKEA planning to build a 295,000-square-foot store at the intersection of I-94 and Drexel Avenue in Oak Creek. And pending approvals from the city, construction would begin next spring, the store opening by the summer of 2018 with more than 250 employees. Unclaimed funds in Racine County includes a large number of juror checks issued to citizens called to perform their civic duty but never cashed, while some people would actually be willing to donate that usually small amount. Clerk of Court Sam Christensen telling the county's Government Services Committee his office would need formal approval to accept those juror payments as a donation.
Maybe they're already getting paid. Maybe they see this as a civic duty and they just don't think they should get paid for this. We're still under the obligation to pay them, but we'd like to set up a mechanism where we actually can accept that money and then use that money to improve their sort of experience in the jury system and coming in.
Christensen said the proposal is modeled after Waukesha County's mechanism for donations, and this could also help the county in a small way to deal with its problems of unclaimed funds. Treasurer Jay Nicolai saying 52% of the unclaimed funds held by Racine County, uncashed juror checks. Committee unanimously supported a proposed resolution to set up a juror payment donation process. The county board will consider it in the coming weeks. The first Hometown Hero Award presented at this week's Kenosha City Council meeting to Charles Sickmiller, a former Marine who served in Vietnam. Alderman Jack Rose said Sickmiller had served on the Kenosha County Veterans Council for the past 3 years, and he's been active in the VFW and Disabled American Veterans organizations.
He has helped establish Combined Action Group while in Vietnam with the Vietnamese people and the armed forces by living in the villages with these people. He has served with the VFW here since 1997 as Junior Vice Commander, Senior Vice Commander, and Commander.
The Hometown Heroes Award, created by the Kenosha Council last year to honor veterans and current members of the armed forces. Any current or former Kenosha resident is eligible for that award. The nominations are accepted from the public. And the 62nd year of Kiwanis Pancake Day on Racine's Lakefront beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It'll go to 4 in the afternoon at Festival Hall. The tickets, $6 in advance, 7 at the door. WRJN's Community Conversation catching up with Glenn Casty from the club, who said this event every year starts the day for a lot of people.
It is probably one of the only events I can think of in Racine where you have folks from every walk of life that are getting together for this one event. And it is all-you-can-eat pancakes. It started out in 1955, it was all-you-can-eat for a dollar.
Pancakes are, of course, the draw, but Casty says the 350 volunteers are crucial for success. The leader of that effort is going to be calling it quits after this year. Proceeds from Pancake Day, of course, benefit community programs. Casty adding they'll also have to create a pancake-eating contest one of these years. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.